Hello, everyone. James checking in. Been a busy year. I cannot believe Halloween is near. Want to talk about library books and reading and teaching. My mother was really good about getting us into the library, and so every time I moved somewhere, that was one of the first things I did, was get a library card, and we'd go as kids and get the check out, you know, three books or so, and then it was always a good experience. And then even younger, maybe Head Start, first grade, kindergarten, I remember going to the library for reading events. And nothing can be more precious, I think, for a child to start engaging with books and reading and literature and writing. I remember being so excited about reading James and the Giant Peach in elementary because it had my name on it. So I thought I should always go first to read. And when there was an exclamation point, boy, did I give that exaggeration. I also remember maybe in first or second grade ordering about 12 books that came with little red cassettes that you could play and read along. I think that was very beneficial for me too. But having said all that, I'm not a huge reader. I kind of read what I had to read, and I loved Cliff's Notes when I needed those in college or watching the movie. So I'm guilty of not being an avid reader like my grandfather and my mother. They always had a book. They were always reading those long novels, the paperback romance stories. They were always reading those. And so I'm reading a lot more lately because someone I know always has a book, and I'm like, you know, that's impressive. And I know that reading is where it's at. And then a lot of my colleagues are always reading and talking about the books they're reading. And one of them read a book recently that I read in high school, and they'd never read it until now. So, you know, that assigned reading that you get in school isn't always across the board or the nation. Books are so cheap now. You could get them for free. You could get them for a quarter at thrift stores or whatever. And so my hope today is that every child has a book in their hands. And I know there's a lot of programs out there to get kids reading, and Dolly Parton has done something. So I just want to express my gratitude for the people in my life who made sure I had library books, and that I was in school, and that I was reading, and you know, how it can change a person's life. Because when you read, you just can't help but be educated. And I'm thinking now about my grandmother, who knew Spanish mostly, and she spoke a little bit of English, but not very well. And she never was able to read or write or drive. She signed her name with an X. And that was her experience. And yet she was very smart and very funny and, you know, did not have the advantage of an education, born in 1922. And you know, being Native American and Hispanic and Latino, there wasn't a lot of opportunity. I cannot forget that my grandfather was not allowed to go past the sixth grade. In fact, I think it was he went maybe one more year because the teacher saw that he was doing well at reading. And so she fought to give him one more year. But his superintendent, this is a story he told us, came to him and gave him the certificate for graduation at sixth grade and said, now you can go chop cotton. And sadly, we are slowly recovering the hate and discrimination at that level. Don't get me wrong, there's still a thumb on us for people who are my age at 48. And we've got to keep trying to break the glass ceiling. And life is not fair, and thank God for that. But this is my fate, our fate, if you know. And we have to keep going strong and know that life is good no matter what. And we move forward. And money is not everything. It helps, but it's not everything. So do your best. Reach out to someone else. Be kind. And read a book.